Welcome to this week's Whatever You're Having on Radioactive International. Every year around this time, around the 19th of February, we do a Bon Scott tribute show. This is the third one. I'll put some links to the shows from the last couple of years on the show notes if you want to check them out. And not only are we commemorating Bon Scott, but there's been a lot of AC/DC news this year, so we'll start things off with the man himself, Bon Scott, at the peak of his powers. This is Riffraff.
Child.
From If You Want Blood, You Got It, and then three unofficial recordings. We had Rock and Roll Damnation from Holland in 78, then Sin City from Nashville in 78, and Problem Child, which was also from Holland in 78. So as I said earlier, there's a lot of AC/DC news this year. There's a new album out called Rock or Bust. Although I think it should be called In Rock We Trust, which is one of the lyrics on it. And it's a far better title, so I think I'll just start calling it that and see if other people join in. But unfortunately, Malcolm's not in the band anymore due to ill health. And here's a few words from Brian and Angus on the new album.
Well, Malcolm did say one statement, and when Malcolm says things, you usually listen, and I'm not kidding. And he said, keep making music. He knew what was happening to him.
Yes.
He knew. He's the hardest man I've ever met in my life. I mean, I'm talking hard. Yeah. And the straightest shooter I've ever talked to in my life. He didn't stand fools gladly. He just said what he meant. And what he said usually meant a lot. You know what I mean?
And
he wasn't kidding. You know, there's no softness about him. You know, he didn't want any kind of memorials or things. You just keep making music.
Stevie, you know, he's doing Mal's role.
Yeah.
Stevie's done it before. He filled in for Mal in the 80s. He plays like Mal. He's that same style.
But he just, you know, he worked his tail off in the studio to make sure that he did it right. He wanted to do it right. He's a bit like Mal, isn't he? He's very, very straight lad.
Yes.
And he plays well. You can hear what he did. You know, I can even talk about it.
You'll be
recent AC/DC albums. We started with Dogs of War from Rock or Bust, the new one. Before that, Big Jack from Black Ice, and then two from Stiff Upper Lip, Can't Stand Still and Hold Me Back. So I have my ticket for the gig in July in Dublin, and I think it'll probably still be pretty celebratory. They're not going to go on stage if they can't deliver the songs, but it's going to be a weird one without Malcolm and also without Phil Rudd now, as you'll hear later. Anyway, we'll continue now with a couple of cover versions. It seems to be becoming a bit of a tradition for bands when they play in Australia to do an AC/DC song. The first up is Bruce Springsteen.
Good to be back and see you so soon. We're going to have some help opening the show tonight. Let me bring up Eddie Vedder.
Yeah. Her little AC/DC song. So, I don't know if you're aware of the album Power Age by AC/DC, but anybody, hands up? No? But in a way, that's kind of good because it means that you won't know if we're fucking up or not. But because we're fans, we have to pick an album track and not You Shook Me All Night Long, which would be down a lot better. So this is a song called Give Me a Bullet to Bite On, which very much sits in with the rest of the songs that we're singing tonight in terms of its content and its will. This is Simon, he's gonna riff-tastic all over this song. Along with Rob. The two boys are gonna rock you out. I earlier on I was playing acoustic and everybody was looking at me like this. Because some things are sacred. So let's just hang out.
Good vocal performance by Glenn Hansard there. Not particularly a fan of his work, but certainly gives it socks on that one. And before that was Highway to Hell by Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band with Eddie Vedder, and that was recorded in Melbourne. And there's about 15 guitarists on stage for that. Don't really know what they're all doing. They only need two. So this is Whatever You're Having on Radioactive International, and you're listening to our annual Bon Scott tribute show, which is this year kind of a Bon Scott AC/DC show because there's been so much AC/DC news. We'll continue now with Rock and Roll Outlaw.
Garbage behind my the sinners and death. I don't know what in the hell they want. Well, let them mean rock. And why don't you need a ride? I said I'm better on that. To burst, well, let them mean right. Why don't you need a ride? I said I'm better on that. Why don't you need a ride? Let them mean right, yeah. Why don't you need a ride? I said I'm better on that. Why don't you need a ride?
Is a long way from the dizzying heights of stardom. It may not be the stage he's used to, but still all eyes were on AC/DC drummer Phil Rudd. His appearance in the Tauranga District Court was brief. His four charges, though, are serious. It's alleged the rock star tried to have two men killed. Their identities have been suppressed by the courts. He's also charged with threatening to kill and possessing methamphetamine and cannabis. The 60-year-old moved to New Zealand in the 80s, settling into life on the beach, surrounded by his luxury cars and helicopters.
Mr. Rudd's a colourful character, and you know, we know him in the area. He's a very prominent figure around here.
Security guards have been posted outside his house for the past month. One neighbour we spoke to was surprised by the seriousness of the allegations.
Really?
A few weeks ago, the first sign of a struggle within the band emerged, AC/DC releasing this group photo. Phil Rudd, however, was nowhere to be seen.
The rumours have been swirling around AC/DC for some time. Malcolm's illness, of course, and suggestions that, in fact, Phil Rudd was on the outer from the other guys.
Another tour for the rock legends is in the works, and earlier this year, Rudd was adamant he'd be there.
There'll be another tour, and I'll be on it, and and if there's another one, I'll be on that. If there's another record, I'll be on that. It'll go until it dies. Yeah.
Now accused of living the lifestyle the band has been singing about for years, it's unlikely Rudd will be going anywhere soon.
Just 'cause you do it, don't make it alright. And there's a story. always the thing. When they cheat and rob, it's just a total hit job. And a shelter from the rain, from your head job hell. And they understand my pain in the Grand Hotel. Don't talk to me. Don't talk to me. Head job. Just leave me be. Thing. I give you everything, head job. And now the doorbells ring, I feel the venom sting. It's just a total head job. And a shelter from the rain, from your head job hell. And they understand my pain in the Grand Hotel.
The Rose Tattoo song originally, and then Let Them Eat Rock by The Upper Crust, probably the best AC/DC tribute band in the world. And then we had a bit of news from New Zealand, a bit of a news report, followed up by two tracks from Phil Rudd's solo album, Repo Man and Head Job. This has been our AC/DC Bon Scott tribute. I'll put links to this is the third one I've done, so there's two more of these from previous years. I'll put links to those on the show notes if you want to check them out. And we'll finish up with the final word from Malcolm. I think this is kind of the ultimate Malcolm song for me. This is Nervous Shakedown by AC/DC. See y'all next week.